This is it. The May long weekend has arrived. Sure, it's not nearly as warm as we'd probably like it, but hey, it is a working weekend on the farm, or about 50% of the way now, having the crop in the ground. According to the last crop report, rain may have stalled some areas, but probably not for long. And it is eventually going to turn sunny here, just not soaring towards that 19, which is normal this time of the year, a little below that. But still, it's going to be nice to have a long weekend. Hope you get some time to enjoy it yourself, too. And maybe you're going camping. It's the first weekend of camping. Paul Johnson is here from Sass Parks. And, Paul, I think, too, with camping, we're also going to have to be mindful of fire bans. How often do you update those?
I believe they're updated as things evolve, as fire bans and campfire restrictions are put in place. And remember, there's some good websites. Sass Public Safety Agency has really good website that actively lists where fire restrictions and fire bans are. So that's saskpublicsafety.ca, Greg.
Anything on Sass Parks' website?
We do have notifications on our website. I'll encourage anybody that's planning to visit or camp in a park to check the website. They can call the park office, too, and they will get the latest up-to-date information on fire restrictions that are in place in parks.
Paul, what if there is a fire ban? What can you use at your campsite?
Some of our campers are quite familiar with these things. Park visitors can still use gas barbecues, the charcoal briquettes, pressurized stoves, CSA-approved self-contained portable gas heating devices, and gas fire pits. These can all be used during a campfire restriction in park, but as always, really encourage our guests to be very, very cautious and manage even how they use those devices.
Paul Johnson from Sass Parks. Are there any special events at any particular parks that you want to point out?
We do have a number of different events that are happening during the opening weekend and then all throughout the summer. We've got things like Festival in the Forest at Meadow Lake, Prairie Day at Buffalo Pound. On June 7th, it's National Trails Day, and Parks has some great, amazing hiking trails for all skills and abilities. I think there's going to be about 12 guided hikes throughout the park system this summer. And we've also got things like Summer Cinema coming up in various parks throughout the season. And Sask Express is back for another year in a number of different parks, all of which can be found on the event calendar on our saskparks.com webpage, Greg.
Paul, in years past, May long has always been a dry weekend. Is that still a thing as far as alcohol?
Yeah, we've evolved, and it's not a dry weekend anymore. In those days, we were less busy, we weren't as full, so there were some instances where parties got out of control in some of the parks. But now we're such a family-oriented business, Greg. We've got lots of families coming, and it hasn't been an issue for a number of years. So, no, it's not a dry weekend anymore, but we still, in some locations have increased conservation officer, RCMP, park ranger presence, just to make sure things maintain that good family atmosphere.
What was it like in April when you launched all the campsites?
Greg, it was a fantastic launch. It was great because our volumes were up over previous years, which we expected. We think because of the current geopolitical situations, the exchange rate and other things, we're going to have a great season in parks, and we saw that on our launch. Now, I'm going to bust a myth right now. We are not full until September 30th. From May long weekend opening till the end of the season, September 30th, our parks across the board are on average 33% full. That means we got all kinds of camping opportunities available for people. For the May long weekend coming up, I think we're at 21% occupancy. So for those that are thinking about a last minute camping trip this weekend, have a look. There's lots of availability across the park system. Now, I will add that some of our parks like Cypress Hills, Echo, and around the long weekends in July or any weekend in July, we are pretty full. So you really got to dig. Maybe flexibility in terms of midweek stays, or maybe it's the second half of August or late June where there's some great opportunities for...
Paul, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but you can go back to the website, favorite a campsite, and you'll alert someone if it becomes available. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, you can create a list of your favorites, and if the dates that you want to camp are booked and or the site that you want to have is booked, you can set up a notification to get notified if there's a cancellation, if something becomes available. It's a great feature of our reservation system that that people should be mindful of.
Paul, hit us up there then. What's that reservation site?
Oh, it's sassparks.com, Greg. It's pretty easy, and that's where you go to get your reservations.
Paul, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and look forward to camping this summer.
Thanks for having me today, Greg.
May long weekend has arrived, and there are a little more fishing opportunities opening up in the province just in time. Everything south of PA has already been a go, but now everything north of Prince Albert to about LaRonge opens up. Two-thirds of the province is up for fishing, and I had spoken to fishing pro Jason Manity, who explained to me this weekend, casting from the shoreline might be your best bet.
The reason is because the fish are shallow. The way this works is after a long, icy cold winter where you have a lot of lethargic fish, we have to realize this is an animal that can live in water that's as low as 1 degree Celsius because they are cold-blooded and they can regulate their body temperature to the environment that they're in. That's how they survive out there in those conditions. When the water starts to warm, they start to eat. And what does that mean? They start to bite lures. That's why now is the best time to try every lure in your tackle box throwing from shore, because those fish are shallow. They're accessible to the shore angler. They're in 1 to 2 feet of water. They're often easier for the shore angler to catch fish now at this time of year than the boat angler for that reason.
Jason Manity with a few fishing tips. This is a great Canadian story. Headed into the Victoria Day long weekend, it's official. Canadian Tire is buying parts of Hudson's Bay. For $30 million, they get the HBC brand, the stripes, the logo, the coat of arms logo. And for a few extra bucks, they also get what's left of Zellers, probably. I don't know. But that blanket that you thought would disappear entirely now, well, perhaps it won't. It'll be available one day at Canadian Tire. I got to take you to the unusual news stories of the week file I've been holding here. Let me take you to the UK, where this skydiver drops an iPhone from about 14,000 feet. Finds it later perfectly intact. In fact, Casey Flay was driving into the woods to track down his phone where he thought it had landed, and he found it.
Honestly, I'm on my way to find my phone in a forest. It is 3 miles away.
Me, I just found it. Yeah. Oh, it still works.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a win.
From 14,000 feet in the air, it fell. Unusual. Fluky, right? But one more talker. This guy in Australia was going viral this week after washing his Crocs in the dishwasher. It's not totally crazy, but he washed them along with his plates and other dishes when he shared the video.
I heard you can wash your Crocs in the dishwasher, so I'm going to try it. Check back when they're done. Actually spotless. Look at this. My only worry is they've shrunk, so I'm going to let them cool, and then I'll try them on.
Okay, I'll bite. Did they shrink?
Lucky they were a little too roomy, so now they fit perfectly, but they shrunk.
I think the biggest lesson here is your washing machine works in the same manner, and you don't have to gross anyone out by putting your Crocs with all the other dishes in the dishwasher. Good Canadian rockers, Harlequin. They're actually going to be free on stage Canada Day in Wascana Park. Just announced July 1st, Canada Day, Wascana Park. The festivities, free concert with Harlequin. Oh, and look, on the same bill earlier in the day, Jake Vatalan and the Sturgeon River Boys. It's one of the most unique acts I have ever seen. A blend of bluegrass and 50s rockabilly. It's not my jam at all, but I saw these guys open up for the Hunter Brothers about a year ago, and it was awesome. Just recently appeared at the Junos as one of the best new artists, and it's an act that's pretty cool. Them and Harlequin, that'd be great on Canada Day. Well, opening the door into my studio now, one of my many producers. I have Frank, who stares at me on the other side of the glass all morning long, and Brett helps me behind the scenes. Brett, in your hands, you've got the winners. We had, what, maybe over 700 comments wanting to win Country Thunder tickets to go to Craven this July.
It's a big show, big prize.
And all they had to do was tell us, what do you want to do this May long weekend? And everyone shared their plans. You put everyone's name into the computer, and it's randomly selected, not one, but two. And each of these weekend passes, well, a pair is worth over $600.
Huge prize. Our winners are
number one,
Colleen Curry.
Colleen Curry.
She is going golfing, fishing, walks with a dog, biking, or else checking out the greenhouse, hot tubbing, and of course some cocktails.
Wow, she's got a busy and great weekend plan.
And our second winner is Dallas Isaac. He is going to be doing some crusher dust in the backyard, and he would love to go to Country Thunder. He
well, needs there a break. You go. Okay, so both contestants who are randomly drawn from our Facebook page will be notified by you directly, right?
Correct, correct.
Okay, and we'll post those winners up on our Facebook as well, too. So congratulations to you both. You might as well stick around because there's this movie called Final Destination Bloodlines, the sixth movie in the Final Destination franchise.
It all started with Grandma. Death is coming for us because we were never supposed to exist. What?
You actually saw this last night?
Dude, this is... I've been waiting 14 years for this franchise to come back. I love the Final Destination movies.
14 years?
14 years. That, I don't know why they put it to bed for so long. It's so easy to make them. You just rinse and repeat. It's death. It's a big accident. And I'm happy to report this is a super fun, bloody as hell thrill ride. Fantastic suspense. You could feel the whole theater collectively holding their breath, and we're back, baby.
Well, I've seen the trailer, you know, where these movies are successful in A, because they glorify
death,
which is really sick if you really think about it. It is, clearly, but at the same time, in a manner that, you know, there's a slow build, right? Like in the trailer, you see the glass in the lawn mm-hmm. and the trampoline mm-hmm. and all that, and they
That's
just
the
continue.
Fun.
Yeah, it is. Like, can any of these scenes, and without being too graphic, please, mm-hmm. can anything beat the tanning bed death scene of I think that was the second or third one.
That is in the third one. I don't want to spoil it. There is a pretty like all-time kill that takes place in a hospital, and it's a twofer. It's a two-for-one special,
okay.
and
right.
I loved it. So I will say I was a little disappointed with the heavy CGI. Like, it doesn't look very good. It kind of looks like YouTube special effects at times. So I was a little disappointed that a movie that came out 15 years ago looks better than this. How are we regressing in technology?
So you are giving this the thumbs up.
I am. I had a really fun time. You could tell the crowd was into it. I'd give it like a strong 7 out of 10. I hope they make another one and it's successful because these are
another
the best.
One. How
these
many are there?
This is six.
Sixth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Compared to other horror franchises, those are rookie numbers. I'll take more.
I guess. All right. There you go. There's an idea for your May long weekend. Thank you, Brett. May long is here, and a lot of you can't wait to get to the garden center. You probably got a list of bedding plants and what you want to put in the garden, but is it too soon? Overnight low tonight, 0-0 Saturday night for a low. Then Sunday and beyond, we get back into overnight lows of 5 or 6 where it's a little safer. But joining me now, host of Garden Talk, now 2 hours every Sunday morning at 9, Rick Van Dyvendyke, with those cooler temperatures the next couple of nights in mind. Rick, you can still plant lots of garden plants, right? Can't you?
Absolutely. Just anything in the ground for sure, like all your peas, carrots, potatoes, onions, garlic, all those kind of things. The only thing you want to be careful about is your cucumbers and your tomatoes and peppers. You want to be careful about those because with zero, especially cucumbers, will be a little bit in trouble. And at zero, because it may even go to, if it says zero, it might even go to minus one. Who knows?
Yeah.
And so, and if you also, if you put some flowers out, like things like begonias or impatiens or potato vine, those are pretty tender plants. And so just, if you have them out already, you just get a light sheet, like just a bed sheet, something that won't crush them, and just throw it over top of them. Don't use plastic. Plastic up against the plants actually, plastic's okay as long as there's an air gap between the plastic and the plants, but the plastic's right on top of the plants. Touching the plants, it won't help them. So use a sheet that's even better, or some frost blankets if you have that, and that'll work. It's a light fabric that's made for plants, and that'll work as well.
Well, my grandma always said, May long weekend, you can shop for them, but wait another week to plant. But you say, hey, at least get cover them up snug as a bug if you are.
Exactly.
Okay. Hey, shrubs and trees, you can plant those this weekend no matter the weather, can't you?
Oh yeah, yeah. That, you know, there's a little bit of moisture that came down. That's perfect for the plants that are in the garden and that. So yeah, dig the hole and get the shrubs and trees. You can plant them all with not a problem at all, and that's perfect.
What about fertilizing plants and lawn? This has got to be a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah. Especially now with the temperatures we had, it was pretty warm. All the trees and shrubs in everybody's yards are budding like crazy. So now between between Mother's Day and July 15th, if you fertilize with something like a 30-10-10, Do that every 3 weeks, and you'll get the optimum growth. If you want growth happening in your yard, you get that done. If you haven't fertilized the lawn, now's a great time to put it down and then put the sprinklers on again, and then that'll just take it right down and really get that lawn being your the greenest lawn on the block. That's what you're really looking for.
Rick Van Dyvendyk is host of Garden Talk Sunday mornings at 9, and you know, you folks there, Dutch growers, this is the weekend you've been waiting for. Is this your Christmas weekend? Because it seems like anticipating the May long is when everyone strolls on a Saturday morning through the garden centers.
Yeah, the garden centers, greenhouses, they're Mother's Day and the long weekend are the two busiest weekends of the year. Everybody wants to really get things done. So even if you can't get some of those vegetables in, like tomatoes and peppers and that in the ground, you're best to get them, at least pick them up, because you need to harden them off, like put them in, outside during the day, inside at nighttime to harden them off, get them ready for being outside, for being in the lush greenhouse. So you want to get a lot, especially some of those varieties, you want hot peppers and that. You better get them this weekend, otherwise the slim pickings start coming after the long weekend.
Is that right? Yeah, it seems like the last couple of years and this year is no exception. Everyone is planting a garden to, you know, save some money and grow their own, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. With tariffs and that kind of stuff, it's only going to get worse with the cost of food. And so growing your own food, and whether you do it in a container or do it in the ground, in between some shrubs in the shrub bed, provide tomatoes and peppers, there's lots of places in the yard that you can do that.
All right. Rick, hey, thank you so much for the tips. I'll listen in on Sunday morning with you, okay?
Yeah. Have a great weekend.